Okay, so we're in the middle of discussing this very fundamental yisayid of the Ha'ilu Baal Tanya. The Baal Tanya is explaining to us the idea of achdas habayre. That's what it would explain to us in Perechav Aleph. Perechav Beis, this idea of achdas habayre, the hepech of that, when a person is misnagged against the achdas habayre, the person is not helping to reveal the fact that one Hashem Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's the idea of the achdas habayre. And the Mele explained the Perechav Gimel, a very fundamental idea. The Mele, now that we understand what achdas habayre is, now we understand what it means, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that it means atuhu koidem shenivra olam, atuhu mishenivra olam, achdas the Rabbanu Shalom Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad doesn't just mean there's only one God in the world, but it means that there is really only one Metzias in this world, and that Metzias is the Rabbanu Shel Olam. So when a person understands that in a very clear way, so a person is then able to understand the maila of what it means to do a mitzvah. When a person is involved in doing a mitzvah, so now we explain that the involvement in a mitzvah is that his evarim gashmiim, his physical limbs, now become a merkava for the Rabbanu Shel Olam at that moment. Right, whatever limb he's involved in doing the mitzvah, become a makavah for the Rabbanu Shalom, and the kayach of the nefesh that is involved in doing the mitzvah becomes like the guf to the neshama. The same with the guf to the neshama. There's that relationship between the guf and the neshama. Maybe when a person's involved, the physical maisa that a person's involved in is done through his ramachay varim. The koyches of the nefesh that a person's utilizing to be able to be makayim the mitzvah, that itself is a batal kamamish keguf le neshama. And maybe a person's able to become to a very high level of bittul to the Rabbanu Shel Olam at the point when a person is doing a mitzvah, which means again, just if the world is living in a place of after the Rabbanu Shel Olam created the world, not koidim shenivra olam, we're living in a world of yesh, of where a person has a keich of aitzim yadi, and a person goes ahead and does a mitzvah, the maisa mitzvah itself allows him to become bittul to the point that now he's sort of being able to connect himself to that world of atu koidim shenivra olam, and memela at the moment of the mitzvah becomes a merkava for the Rabbanu Shel Olam, a merkava for the shechina, and memela at that moment sai the evarim, the physical actions, the physical parts of his body, and sai the keichas hanefesh, which are their mamish, which are the keichas, the chias of the maisa mitzvah, is bittul lagamri to the rotzen of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and memela, like we said last week, it comes out that a mitzvah is now, what a mitzvah is a levush panimi for the ratzon panimi of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. That's what's being revealed every time a person is involved in the mitzvah. Those are his words earlier. The ma'aseh mitzvah is a levush panimi for the panimius ratzon of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Now again, there's the physical part of it, and there's the ratzon, the internal part of it, but both of those are going to be connected to the ratzon of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And mela, every ma'aseh mitzvah itself now allows a person to be bottled to the Rabbanu Shel Olam in that way that he's able to reveal atu koidim shenivra olam, v'atu mishenivra olam. I was thinking this week by Baruch Sha'amar, but I'm thinking about this Indian. So when we say the words Baruch Sha'amar, so we say Baruch Sha'amar v'haya olam. Baruch Hu. Right? What does it mean? Baruch Sha'amar V'haya Olam. Baruch Hu. So I think the Pashta Taich is, and Lachar is Pashta, I'm sure it says this somewhere, but the Taich is that the revelation of the Rabbanu Shem is Atu Kaidim Shenivra Olam. And Atu Mishenivra Olam is Mamash, these words. Baruch Sha'amar V'haya Olam. The Rabbanu Shem is Amar. Like we said, Dibur could either mean, like we said in Parach of Beis, Dibur means it's a Pilot Yates, something that comes out of a person to express himself externally. Baruch Sha'amar, what happened by that Amir of the Rabbanu Shem V'haya Olam. There was a world through the Amir of the Rajan, through the Asar Mamar's Nivra Olam, that's what created the world. Nevertheless, Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu means blessed is he, which means he's the same Rabbanu Shel Olam, Koidim Shenivra Olam, it's Acher Shenivra Olam, which means nothing changed. So Baruch Sha'amar V'haya Olam, Baruch Hu. The Rabbanu Shel Olam is exactly the same, nothing has really changed, everything's exactly the same. And when a person is involved in a Maisa Mitzvah, you're able to then become a Merkava for that reality that's not revealed at a regular basis. On a regular basis, we live in the world of Baruch Sha'amar V'haya Olam. We live in the world where the Rabbanu Shel Olam created the world, and there's a Yesh, and there's a person, and there's you know, like we said, this physical bruim, and this you know, his lashon was it, this levushim which make atzumim and meanim and meanim shainim liboris mehem bruim rab meanim and meanim shainim. There's many different things in this world, but as soon as a person is able to be involved in a ma'aseh mitzvah, that moment that he's involved in a ma'aseh mitzvah is a moment of bittul to the ratzon of Hashem, and Mamela he's now attaching himself to the ratzon. The ratzon is the pnimius of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, the keser of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And Mamela at that moment, a person is able to get the level of total bittul and total oneness with that level of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And that's why, again, what we're getting to in the past three prakim is with this yisayid. This yisayid that every ma'aseh mitzvah is itself a gilui of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and fakir chalila. Every ma'aseh avera is la'yil l'chal lehim acherim, is the opposite of that. Because it's not just that a ma'aseh mitzvah is a nice act to do. It's, you know, it's a nice thing to do. The Rishonim said, do all these mitzvahs, and there's all these pratim. When a person does a ma'aseh mitzvah, he's being magala achdas habayri. He's being magala at that moment, the Rabbanu Shel Olam is atu koidim shenivra, atu mishenivra, that that there is no shina bechlal. He's being able to megala that in the baruch hu in every ma'isa mitzvah that's being done. Like we said, that's what the avasein and merkava. But on a smaller level, even if we're not able to get to the level of avasein and merkava, every ma'isa mitzvah. If you want to define the ma'isa mitzvah, it's lavosh pnimi for the pnimi saratzan of Hashem, and that means that the moment of the person's involved in the ma'isa mitzvah, he's becoming bottle to the ratzan of Hashem, which means he's becoming bottle to the achdus of Hashem. He's being megala the achdus of Rabban Hashem in this world, and that is with every ma'isa mitzvah. Sai mitzvahs kalas, so to speak. Sai mitzvahs chamuris. Every ma'isa mitzvah the person is involved in, Pasha, there's reality taking place, there's a mitzvah taking place, and maybe the person is able to be involved in a ma'isa mitzvah and recognize the godless of being involved in a ma'isa mitzvah. I mentioned this last night, but doing the sig of Baal Tolan of not paying a person on time. I mentioned that Mendel Zaks was one time with a shver, with the Chavetz Chaim. They were going in a wagon together, and they traveled from place to place. When they came to the destination, so Mendel Zaks took out money to pay the wagon driver for bringing them. He took out the money and he gave it to the wagon driver. The Chavetz Chaim told him chaval. He said he took out the money and he just gave it to the wagon driver klachayad. He said at the moment that you're doing that, you're being mekayim a mitzvah b'yomitit and schara. Mekayim a mitzvah to say b'yomitit and schara. Chaval that you did it without thinking. So again, the Chavetz Chaim is telling him to have kavana, and the Chavetz Chaim paskens like that also, that a person should have kavana when he's involved in the ma'isa mitzvah of b'yomitit and schara. Like we said, every time you go to the barber, if they want the cleaners, you can have this in mind. Every time they can be mekayim mitzvah to say the raisa, regardless pashtas, but definitely if you have kavana, mitzvahs kavana, if you have kavana to do it. But when you recognize more than just, okay, I want a kavana so I can get more schar for the mitzvah. If you recognize that what I'm doing when I'm paying somebody money is I'm being mavata myself to the ratzan abayri. Even though, yeah, I have to pay him anyways because he come after me, but what I'm doing at this moment is I'm being mavata myself to the ratzan abayri. I'm being able to create a levush pnimi for the pnimi is a ratzan of Hashem. So every mitzvah now is golden. Right? This is why the Kedusha slave, he waited up the whole night before, you know, and the day after Sukkot, waiting to put on his tefillin because he had to put on his tefillin the whole Yom Tov Chol HaMoed, not just because he wanted more schar, Pasha, because he recognized that when I'm able to put on my tefillin are being megala the bittul to Rabban Hashem the greatest way possible. It's mamash being megala. Anoichi avay lekecha shema yishol Hashem lekenu Hashem echad. Simus is kala. Simus is chumers. Every mitzvah that Yitzchak is able to be involved in is a bittul on the highest level to the bittul of the Rabban Hashem. Now, I just said the words the highest level. We're about to see in a minute that it's not really the highest level. Torah is obviously going to be in a higher level, but at least in terms of ma'isa mitzvah, a person needs to recognize this is what's taking place. It's a gilui of the achdus abayri that takes place with anoichi avay lekecha shema yishol Hashem lekenu Hashem echad. And he's going to explain now, right after the two dots on page 56, is now he's going to explain the chilek between Torah and Mitzvah. And this is very, very fundamental. The first shiloh, when we had question and answers on Sunday night with Rabshalom Kamenetsky, the first question that was asked was, you know, why is Torah greater than Mitzvah? Is Torah greater than Mitzvah? And why is it greater than Mitzvah? And Rabshalom went on for, I don't know, 15 minutes explaining Parakei and Tanya, right? He didn't explain Parakei Chav Gimel, which we'll see is even weiter of a chiddush, even more than Parakei. That's what he said. He said, that's what I can explain to you, Nefesh HaChaim. I'm sure happens to be a Bucky Nefesh HaChaim. That's like a sefer, his moment of Bucky. So I'm not going to explain to you, Nefesh HaChaim Shar Dalet. Instead, for some reason, he went with the root of, you know, Tani Parakei and explained to him the chilek and Tani Parakei, which we saw that a person is able to be even though less machshava tvisa beklal. But when it comes to the seichel of the Rabban Shalom and Torah, a person is able to be teifis. It's yichuda she'in yichud kamayu. It's the highest level of yichud. But now he's going to explain in Parakhav Gimel even a little bit more nuanced that chilek between Torah and mitzvahs. And you need to know this. A person needs to understand this because sai for yourself, sai to be able to give this over to your children. Why is Talmud Torah can I get cool? It's just you get more schar for Talmud Torah. What's the maila of learning Torah versus a ma'isa mitzvah? Where is it greater? Where is there a maila in the inyan of Torah versus the inyan of mitzvahs? And again, obviously, there's a long shmooze for another time because obviously there's a back and forth between the inyan of Torah and mitzvahs because the person is mevatel Talmud Torah in order to be do some mitzvahs, and especially when it's Eiv Shalas Zayde Acherim. And again, there's a big shmooze in all the svarim exactly how to be able to square those two things together. But ma'isa, the way it's very clear is that the yichud that's able to take place when a person is involved in Talmud Torah is definitely on a greater level than a person's involved in ma'isa mitzvahs. And that's who's going to explain this after the two dots. What the maila, what the yichud that takes place on even a higher level than just being a merkava, just being a neshama to the guf, how that takes place on even a higher level when a person's involved in Torah. And he says like this, acha machshava, v'her b'divrei Torah, machshava and her b'divrei Torah, sheba mayach, v'koyecha dibur b'divrei Torah sheba peh. When a person's utilizing the mayach or the peh, sheb levushim apnimim, shal nefesh alakos. These are a little bit more levushim pnimim, right? Again, we mentioned many times that there's three levushim to the neshama, which is machshava, dibur, and ma'isa. Now we're not talking about ma'isa mitzvahs, now we're talking about the machshava and the deeper that a person has, which is levushim pnimi, but kol shekein nefesh elikus atzma hamalubeshes behem kulam yuchadam mamesh biyichad gomer beratzan elyon v'loim recover bavad. At the point that a person is involved in limud haTorah, what happens is say the levushim pnimi, which means is deeper and is machshava, and for sure the nefesh itself becomes not just a merkava for the Rabban Hashem, becomes kulam yuchadim mamish biyichad gamar v'ratzon elyon. At that moment, it's becoming a merge together of Yisrael v'ayraisa, At that moment, all of those things are becoming merged together in one entity. Now, there's no longer a makavar means that I'm a chariot. Like we said last time, a makavar means I'm a chariot. A chariot is still not the rider. A chariot is still not the horse. There's three separate entities: the horse, the rider, and the chariot. When a person is involved in the limud Torah, there isn't a person's not a makavar. Makavar means that I'm a chariot. I'm the kisei to be able to be megalah that Rabban Hashem is covered. When a person is involved in the limud Torah, a person becomes one achdas gomer with the ratzon of the Rabban Hashem. The labor kavu avad why ki ratzon elyon hu hu advar locha atzma shemaharam medabarba. The ratzon of the Rabban Hashem is that dvar halacha that you're speaking. Shekol halachas hen prati hamshachas pnimius ratzon. What are halachas? Halachas are the prati hamshachas pnimius ratzon elyon atzmai shekach alaber tzarius barach shedavaz em mutter ay kasher ay pater ay zakei lehapach. The Rabban Hashem's ratzon is that things should be in a very specific way. So again, it just looks like it's a lot of mitzvahs, a lot of halachas, a lot of things to do, but it's not just a lot of halachas. These are prati hamshachas of the pnimius ratzon elyon, exactly the way the Rabban Hashem wanted to do. I was learning kitz shachan aruch with somebody yesterday who said like there's so many details to remember. Learning about chasar shachat, what a priest needs to do, and if they remember, if you got mashiv ruach and you got the same talmud there, it says a lot of details. Like it seems like this, you know, the Rabban Hashem is so focused on details. It's not. The details are not details. The details are the pnimius, the prati machshavas, the pnimius eratzen ha'elyon, which is that the Rabban Hashem wants that things should be this way. Now, why the Rabban Hashem wants everything to be this way, we don't know. But this is the pnimius eratzen of Hashem. The Rabban Hashem wants that the halacha should be this way, right? We mentioned the parakei. He said even if the din that you're learning is a din that's never going to become true, right? Even if you're learning ben sera mer, which according to one man that may never happen, you're learning a case which Reuven's signing this and Shimon's signing this, and it's not a real case. But it doesn't make a difference. The ratzon of the Rabban Hashem is that if this case would happen, this is what the Rabban Hashem wants. So that means that this is the metzias of what the pnimius ratzon of the Rabban Hashem is. This is what the Rabban Hashem wants. That this should be kosher, pater, zakai, oy lehepech, that this is the way things should be. Now, obviously, it's interesting to point it out, and we've pointed this out many times before. The Baal Tanya always tries to speak in a lashon of tahar, in a lashon of kedusha, not in a lashon of, you know, he says behemah she'ena Torah, like the behemah she'ena Torah, like the Torah says, and therefore in his examples that he gives are the examples of mutter, kasher, pater, and zakai, which are the four ways that a person can have in tinim. He doesn't mention the other side, right? He only mentions, instead of saying shadav is a mutter I aser or kasher I pasa, he doesn't say that. He says mutter, kasher, pater, zakai, because again the Baal Tanya wants to speak in a way which is positive. Like we mentioned, I think that time that we mentioned this, we mentioned the Bavishar was also very, very makbid to only speak in a way which is positive, never to say anything which had any negative connotation to it. So that's the way Yitzchak should speak. Yitzchak should train himself when he's talking about things to say, to talk in a way of, you know, in a way which is positive. He would not want to mention the word Averis and Gehenna. These things, always to say, either a person does Tayyiv or Chalil Fakir, Chalil Lehepech, you know, but not to mention. And therefore, he does the same thing. Kol Tzerufi Isis Tanach. The Tzerufi Isis Tanach Heim Shachas Ritzaynai, the Chachmasa Yem Yechadim Be'ein Tzayv Baruch Hu B'tachas HaYichad. Not just when it comes to learning Torah Shabbat Peh, when it comes to learning a halacha, that I want to know what the Rabban Hashem said in this case of Chay Shemishba, how do I make sure that I'm not even on a lav, and this is the way that I need to make sure I'm not even lav. Even Pashit, the Isis of Tanach, and I'm Shachas Ritzaynai V'Chachmasa Yem Yechadim Be'ein Tzayv. Tanach is not a storybook, it's not telling us, it's not a history book, right? The Zohar Kaddish says very strong things about anybody who has a hani havamina. The Torah tells us stories. It's not telling us stories. This is the pnimius of Amshachas Ritzayne V'Chachmasai Hamichadam Ainzei Baruch B'Tachlas Ayichud. Sure, Yedeav Huamada. Like we mentioned from the Rambam all the way back there, Parakei, and even before that we mentioned them in Parak Beis. I think we already mentioned that the Rishon is who Yedeav Huamada. The Rishon is one with his knowledge. By us, our knowledge is not us, but it's us and our knowledge, right? We know things that we know, but then there's us. The us knows the knowledge. But the Rishon who Yedeav Huamada, right? We said over there, but on the pasuk of Leimach Shavaisimach Shavaisachem. That we don't understand exactly what that means. We can't even grasp what that means. The Rishon is one with his machshava, but that's the reality. It's not ivarin demalka kibikudim like the Indian of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are a merkava for ivarin demalka. Ivarin demalka means it's one specific prad of the way the Rabban Hashem is being megala himself in this world, through the mitzvah of tzitzis, through the mitzvah of tefillin, through the mitzvah of Torah, through the mitzvah of sukkah, through any other mitzvah, the mitzvah is megala, through one prat of Evarin Demalka, and you now become a merkava for that Evarin Demalka. When a person is learning Torah, a person becomes ba'achtas gomer with the Rabban Hashem. Since Torah is the ratzon of the Rabban Hashem, since that's something which is the pnimius of the ratzon of the Rabban Hashem, and a person is attaching himself to that place of pnimius ha'ratzon, it's not going ahead and fulfilling the ma'aseh mitzvah. I'm attaching myself to the Rabban Hashem's ratzon itself before it came down to the place of the ma'aseh mitzvah. So then, memela, automatically, what I'm doing is I'm attaching myself to that place of the achdas gomer when a person attaches himself to the inyan of limud Torah, which means if you have limud Torah, so God told Talmud Torah shemevi l'day ma'isa, right? So Talmud Torah is bringing l'day ma'isa, but that ma'isa is already something which is more chitzoni, right? Because as we said, when a person has a machshava, right, so every machshava is the ratzon pnimi, and then it goes to the place of machshava, then it comes to the place of deeper when it's unexpressed. So when the Rabban Hashem expressed the ma'isa mitzvah is this way, that this is the way that a person should do a ma'isa mitzvah, and you go out and do the ma'isa mitzvah, you're attaching yourself to the chitzonius, so to speak, again, even though it's a pnimi seratzon of the Rabban Hashem, but the pnimi seratzon, the way it's being expressed through a specific mitzvah.
What's that period of the limit that you did prior to that?
Okay, so Enechanam, 100%. B'nei Sosko and the Sefer Derech B'kudecha goes through Baricha, so every single Maisa Mitzvah has a chelik of it, which is called Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa. And he explains, true, that's what he says. By the Mitzvahs that don't have any specific Machshava, he says, what should you think? Think about the fact of the Halachas that there before, and then you're right. Then you're attaching yourself, the Maisa Mitzvah is still a Maisa Mitzvah, but you're right, I could also attach myself to the Halachas of Lulu and Esreg when I'm doing that, and that's the Maisa. And that's what he says. Every Mitzvah should have within it Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa, these three Levushim and the Neshama, because I want to attach myself to all of it. But when I go out and attach myself to the Indian of Torah, when I'm attaching myself to Torah, it's not something chitzoni. I'm not attaching myself to the Pnimius of Ratzon, the way it's expressed through this Aver. Because again, when I have my Pnimius and my Ratzon is being Magala itself, that there's no gap between Bechlal, me, and my Avarim. Right, that's what we said, that when I tell my hand to move, there's no gap between me telling my hand to move and my hand moving. It happens automatically. Why? Because my Evarim are bottled to my Mayach. But they're still two separate entities. Right? My hand is still a separate entity. Chalila, a person could lose his hand and still remain the same person. Right? The hand is still a separate entity. So again, it's bottled kaguf l'neshama. It's bottled in a very high way that there is no gap. And an Eved is not bottled to an Adon like an arm is bottled to the Mayach. Right? The arm is bottled to the Mayach in the highest way that all the Mayach needs to do is think that the arm should move, and there's not even a process of giving it a tzivoy. There's no time lapse, it just happens automatically. When it comes to the Indian of Torah, Torah is not like that. Torah is not the chitsoniyus of the Rabbanu Shem. It's a merkava for an Evarin Damalka. Torah is the pnimius of the Ratzon of the Rabbanu Shem itself. And middle, when a person's involved in Limud HaTorah, a person is becoming Ba'achtas Gomer with the Rabbanu Shem. A person's mamish becoming one with the Rabbanu Shem. Yisrael Va'iraisa V'kut Shabichu is Kulachad. The Rabbanu Shem Iraisa V'kut Shabichu Kulachad, which is what he's bringing down the Zohar. The other Zohar says Yisrael Va'iraisa V'kut Shabichu Kulachad. When a person's involved in Limud HaTorah, he's becoming Echad, mamish Echad with the Rabbanu Shem to the point of Atu Kadim Shinra Ilam, to the point that you're getting to the place of, so to speak, before the Rabban Shem had the Diburim, before the Rabban Shem had the Mamorim, before the world is created, being Mavato yourself to that place of Atu Kadim Shinra Ilam. And that's a tremendous Chiddush, and that's why it's more of a Chiddush when he said in Parakeh. In Parakeh, he spoke about the fact that when a person is Teifis, something of their, when a person's Teifis in Inyan and Halacha, then a person is able to attach himself to the Seichel of the Rabbanu Shalom, and the Rabbanu Shalom is Hu Yadei Avu Amada, the Rabbanu Shalom is one with the Seichel. So Bemelo, when a person attaches himself to that, even though generally Las Machshava Tvisa Beklau, you can't be Teifis, and Torah is the one exception, third person could be Teifis, and like his Mashal was, when you hold on to something, so generally the hand is around the item, right, and the item's in the hand over here, it's Sai. Sai, your seichel is around the Rabbanu Shalom. Sai, it's makafiu, and the mela person is able to become, you know, in a way which is very deep. But that level is when a person is able to be teifis in Indian and halacha, able to be teifis in Indian and Torah. Here we're saying a bigger chiddush. Here he's talking about the achdus that takes place in metzias, and that's why he added over here v'chein kol tzirufa isis tanach. He was talking about if a person sits, and this is the way the Baal Tanya paskins in halachas talmud Torah, person opens up a tanach, person opens up a tehillim, and a person starts reading tehillim. Automatically, when you read those words of tehillim, you mekayim a mitzvah of talmud Torah. When you read any of the isis of tanach, you mekayim a mitzvah of talmud Torah. You read chumash, mitzvah Talmud Torah. I don't have any avon on what I'm saying. Nevertheless, I'm a kaima mitzvah Talmud Torah. That's by Torah Shabbat, not by Torah Shabbat Peh. Right? Now, how does that happen? So if the only way we have that a person is able to attach himself to the place of Torah is like he said in Parakeh, which he said in Parakeh, the person is able to come, achtas gamar kles, you know, that there's no achtas that says great is it because a person is able to be teif for something, that's only when I grasp what I'm learning. What happens if I can't grasp what I'm learning? Or what happens if I'm learning Torah Shabbat Sav and I'm just reading the words? So the way that yichud is able to take place is what he said, being Megala in Parakeh Gimel. That's why it's a bigger chiddush than Parakeh. Because now he's being Magala that the moment that I'm involved in learning, regardless of whether I understand it or not, regardless of whether my maskana is going to be, you know, coming mamash to emes or not, even if my maskana doesn't come out to the place of emes, even if I have a kasha and a shayla and I'm never able to get to teresh to the shayla, even if I come out with a maskana, my maskana is wrong and I realize that the next day, even if I'm involved in teresh b'ksav and I don't know what I'm saying b'chal, I'm just reading the words of teresh b'ksav, nevertheless, the achdus takes place, the yichud takes place, because it's not a yichud that I'm teifus the seichel of the Rabbanu Shalom, that's parakeh's chiddush. Parakeh of Gimel's chiddush is more than that, is that the moment that a person is involved in learning Torah, it's Baruch Sha'amar V'hayalam Baruch Hu. I'm attaching myself to that place of Baruch Hu. I'm attaching myself to that place of the Achdus Gomer that a person is able to be mamash at that place of Achdus. Because I'm attaching myself to the Ratzon of the Rabbanu Shem that this is the Tzirufa Isis of the words of Tanakh should be this way. It should say Bereishis Bar Elikim, not Elikim Bar Bereishis, right? It should say Dafka that way. So when I'm reading the words of Tanakh, even if I don't understand it, it's the Metzias is taking place. Because I'm attaching myself to the Pnimius Ratzon of the Rabbanu Shem to that level of Baruch Hu, that level of Atu Kaidim Shinevra Ilam, that level of Ani Avayalay Shinesi. That's the Maila of Yichud that takes place in Talmud Torah. That it's not a Merkava. It's not a Varin Demelka. It's the Melech itself, right? The Lashon Zera Kaddish that he brought them at the beginning of the Perek is that the Tikkunim Pirish, the Ramach is a Varin Demelka. Masha Enke, when it comes to Torah, the Zera Kaddish says that Eraisiv Kutchbichu Kulachad, right? That's what he's repeating over here. Eraisiv Kutchbichu Kulachad. Kulachad means not that the Natat Torah is a Varin de Malka. Torah is one with the Rabban Shalom. Torah and the Rabban Shalom are one. It's Achdus Gomer, a Raisin, Kuchirichu, Kulachan. And the other one, I'm involved in Limit Torah, regardless of whether I'm Taifis or not. I'm involved in Limit Torah, for sure, Tershab Iksav. I'm involved in Tershab Al Peh. I'm involved in trying to have a Avon in something. That means I become a Merkava. No, I become, sorry, more than a Merkava. I become Mamash Echad with the Rabban Shalom to that place of the highest level of Yichad that takes place.
He specifically says
Tereshav
Iksav. Does he mean
by Tereshav
Peh, you don't have an unless you have that
Banish? Yeah, that's what the Shulchan Aruch is very clear. You have to have a Banish. That's what I'm saying. That, I think that's why he mentions it over here. He doesn't mention that in Parakeh. Parakeh doesn't bring that anything about the Tzufa Isis of Tanakh. But here he's bringing it down because here he's talking about another Chiddush. Here he's talking about the Hasaga that a person is able to have. He's able to be Teifis, the Ratzon Hashem. So I can understand that if Shimon Tain is Kach and Reuven Tain is Kach, then the Psak Din should be Kach. Okay, so now I understood something. I opened the B'chashim Mishpah. I understood that this is a Taina back and forth. This is what the Halacha should be. So now I was able to be Teifis, what the Ratzon of the Banishim is, and that means that I'm able to come to a tremendous achdus, right? There's no achdus that this is, you know, there's no yichud that takes place like that. Yichud shein yichud k'moy ba'ilam klal, because I'm able to get to that place where I'm able to, yichud nifla shein yichud k'moy ba'ilam klal, because I'm able to get to that place where I'm being toifit something, so I'm able to get to that place. But that's only when I'm toifit something. Here's the talking about that. Here's talking about pasha, the achdus, the metzias of the achdus that takes place if he swallow the kuchibrichu ve'reis echadu. So Mimele, he brings in this example of Tzrufa Isis Tanach, because Tzrufa Isis Tanach, like we know, the Ramban says, and you know, the Mekubalim say that every word in Torah is all Tzrufa Isis of the Shemus of the Rabban Shem. All of Torah is Tzrufa Isis of the Rabban Shem. So when a person's involved in that limud, and a person understands that the Rabban Shalom is one with his Torah, what's happening at that moment is the person is becoming mamish one with the Rabban Shalom, right? It's mamish being mechabek the melech, but it's much more than that. Mechabek the melech is the lashon, the mashal that he used in Parakeh, is I'm giving the king a hug, and it doesn't make a difference whether the king's wearing one levush or many levushin, nevertheless, I'm still giving the king a hug. You're saying much more than that. I'm not giving the king a hug, I'm becoming one with the king, right? A hug is still, there's two entities. A hug means it's me and there's the king. So I'm giving the king a hug. That's a very, very close level of connection. You know, the guf becomes mamish. And I'm giving the king a hug. Here he's talking about much more than that. Here he's talking about Yisrael, Reis, Vakut, Shabich, Kulachan. Here he's talking about the fact that you're able to attach yourself mamash to the place of Atu Kaidim Shinifra Oilam, mamash to the place of Ania Vaila Shinesi, the Shema Yisrael Hashem Al Kedesh Shemachad. And Mamela, Sai Mitzvahs, which again we spoke about in the past two, you know, this parak and the previous parakim, Sai, when a person's involved in a mitzvah and on a much higher level, when a person's involved in the Limanat Torah, he's able to be Magala Achdus Abayrin. And that's why, again, we're going to see this as we get to the next parak, that all mitzvahs I say, are connected to this place of Anoichi Avayla Kecha, Torah on an even greater level, because Torah is being Megala Mamish to Achdus Abayr, as opposed to the Merkava for the Achdus Abayr, Gufla Neshama, as opposed to Neshama Mamish, right? That's the difference. When I'm involved in mitzvahs, it's Gufla Neshama, when I'm involved in Torah, it's Neshama Mamish. But nevertheless, this Gilui is able to be revealed, Dafka through the Indian of Torah mitzvahs, and Dafka through the level of Yichud that takes place. Therefore, he continues. Parat the top of page Chavtes. My achar shiratzan elyonim yichud beinsei baruchu betachlasi yichud hu begilu legamri. Since what's taking place at the moment that I'm learning Torah is the ratzan of Hashem is being megala begilu legamri veloy hester panim klal vaklal. We mentioned again that the Rabban Shalom's ratzan is there, but the way that it comes down into this world is through many many levushim, and in mela it looks like there's a place called a yesh. Mela it looks like there's a nivra. Mela it looks like there's brum and brum shainim. It looks like there's many different types of creations because it's being revealed through levushim. But at the moment that I'm learning Torah, there are no levushim. At the moment I'm learning Torah, I'm connecting to the Ratzon Elyon of a Yichud ve'Einsei Baruch Hu b'Tachlas Ayichud. It's Begila Lagamri. The Lahester Panim. The Baruch Hashem's Ratzon is now being expressed through these words. The Lahester Panim Klal v'Klal. V'Nefesh Elakus Uluvashah Pnimen and Levush Mpnimen Shemachshav v'Diburah. Ba'Ishe Shal Shadam Oisek v'Divrei Torah. Harei Gam Hanefesh v'Levushah Elo Mechadem Mamish ve'Einsei Baruch Hu ba'Ishe Shav v'Tachlas Ayichud v'Tachlas Ayichud Ki Yichud Diburah Machshav Teshal Kadosh Baruch Hu b'Mahusa v'Atzmusa Kanal. The same way we explained that the Baruch Hashem's Dibur is nevertheless, even after the Ranshim speaks his Dibur, it remains Ba'achta's Gomer in the Mahusavat Smusei. Like we said again, by us, there's three levels. There's a level of the Dibur when it's in Ba'Mahusavat Smusei, the level of the Dibur when it goes up to the Mayach and turns into Isis already, and the level of the Dibur once I speak it. But the Ranshim, even after he speaks the Dibur, it nevertheless remains Ba'achta's Gomer in the place that it's connected to Mahusavat Smusei. And Mamelu, when a person's learning Torah, you're connecting to that level of Dibur that's still connected to Mahusavat Smusei. Before it was Baruch Sha'amar Vayayalam, before it was expressed, before that point of the Dibur, the Sarma Maris, you're able to connect to that place of Torah, which Torah comes, Torah is Kedim Shinivra Oilam, Stakal Ba Eraisa Bara Alma, because Eraisa comes before Torah, before the Alma. And Mela, a person allows himself to attach himself to something which is before the Levushim, before the Levushim Pnimiyim, he's able to attach himself to that level of Betachlas a Yichud, that Yichud where there is no Hester, there is no Levushim, and the person is able to attach himself to the machshavtoi and the dibur of the Rabbanu Shalom as it is. But mahus vetz musa kanal ki ain shem davar nifrad. There is no davar nifrad. Ki im, the only reason why we experience things as being a davar nifrad is like we said in the previous parak is b'haster panim kanal. It's only because there's a haster panim. V'loy oid elash yichudam who be yesa seis v'yesa oiz miyichad arin tzei baruchu be'elam esayyanim. Not only zekta bal tanya is the yichad that's taking place a yichad which is a tremendous yichad in this world, but the yichad that takes place when a person's avodah the limud haTorah is greater than all the yichudim that are taking place in the higher lam be'elam esayyanim. Why? The version is one with his Torah, and the Elamis Layenim Chalal Elamis Layenim Mekalim Chiyusim Eor Vechias Hanimshech My Torah Shu Ritzayne Vechachmasi Yisbarach Kedechsev Kulam Bechachma Asisa. Everything's coming from the place of Chachma. Nimkene Chachma Shei Torah Lamalam Mekulam Nistakabar Raisu Bar Alma. So if all, everything's coming from the place of Chachma, Kulam Bechachma Asisa, but now I'm attaching myself to the source as opposed to attaching myself to everything that's coming out of the generator. I'm attaching myself to the generator itself. I'm attaching myself to the source of energy of all the Elamis Layenim. So, when a person is involved in Limud HaTorah, all the Olamas Layanim, you go to Olam Atzilus, go to Acht, everything that's dear is only, it still has some aspect of its Baruch Sha'amar Vahaya Olam. It still has an aspect of being created. It still has an aspect of being a Yesh and a Nivra, because it's still coming with the Indian of Levushim, and Mel is connected to that place of Kulam Chachma Asisa. Asisa means it's connected even to a lower Madrega, it's from Chachma all the way down to Asiya. And Mimela, when a person is in those higher Olamas, in the Malachim, the Chais, and those higher Olamas, they're still connected only to Achitonius of it. They're still connected to the Dibur, the Rabbanishim, only once it's so to speak, been expressed. But Sha'inko, when he is involved in Limud HaTorah, he's not attaching himself to the Yichud of the Rabbanu Shalom after the Dibur has been expressed. Rather, it's to Baruch Hu. Rather, it's to that level of where a person is attaching himself to Ba'achdas Gomer, to the Rabbanu Shalom, the way that Dibur of the Rabbanu Shalom is, the Mahusav Atzmusa. And Mela, a person is the Limud HaTorah. As the Rabbanu Shalom says, you know, the Rabbanu Shalom calls all the Malachim, right? The Rabbanu Shalom, check out the children that are learning because the Malachim have no Sheikhas Bechlau. No Sheikhas Bechlau to the Madrega that Klai Yisrael is in at the moment that Klai Yisrael is involved in this level of Limud HaTorah, because all the Olamas HaYonim are only Mekabel Darchias from the place of Torah, and reconnecting to the Torah itself, reconnecting to the power source, which gives source to everything. V'imkene Chachma, Shia Torah, the Malam Ikulam, is higher than all of them. V'hi hi, Ritzayna, Yizbarach, Hanikra, Seviv Kalalman. Shul Bechines Masha, Eini Yochel, Islabish, B'toich Almad, Rek Mechaya, Omeir, Lamala, Bechines Makif. V'hi hi, Yom Islabesh, Is Benefesh, Ulubosheh, Bechines Gilui Mamish, Kisha Oiskim, B'divrei Torah. Even though that's a makif to everything, all the higher alamas, it's only a makif, it's only external, it's only surrounding it, and it's not able to be the penemius. When a person's able to be involved in Limud HaTorah, it's able to be Mislabesh, Is Benefesh, Ulubosheh, it's able to get to an ar penemi, not an ar makif. He's experiencing that ar which the rest of the reality, all the higher alamas experiences as ar makif. This person involved in Limud HaTorah is able to experience his ar penemi, Ulubosheh, Bechines Gilui Mamish, Kisha Oiskim, B'divrei Torah, V'af Gav, the Iulei Chazi, even though he's not capable of seeing it, Mazlei Chazi, which means a person is going to say, I don't feel this way, right? I'm learning Torah, I'm reading Yeshaya Navi, and I don't understand the word I'm saying. It doesn't feel like I'm connected to Yichud. Zakta Baltani, V'af Gav, the Iulei Chazi, Mazlei Chazi, the Metzias of what's taking place at the moment that a Yid's learning Torah is a Yid's connecting to the Rabbanishim in this way of Yisrael, V'Reis, V'Kutchibrich, V'Kulachan. Person is connecting himself to the Diburim of the Rabbanishim before they were ever expressed. Koidim, in that place where the Mahusav Atzmusai, and Mimila, it's taking place. Mishim Hachi, Yachal Izbal. Zakta Baltani, the only reason why you're able to learn Torah and you're not able to totally be bottled to the point they're not able to exist anymore, which the Chayr should be happening, if I'm attaching myself to that Armakef, the Armakef which is the Chachma, which is the place where everything's coming from, I attach myself to the highest level, to the Baruch Shem by Raisa, that's why I should cease to exist. The only reason why I'm able to exist is Mishim Galechaz, Mashah Enkeb Al-Yoynim. The Yoynim can't be involved in Limud HaTorah because they're able to see the real experience of what Limud HaTorah is. Mashah Enkeb by us, when we're involved in Limud HaTorah, we don't understand what's going on. We don't understand. You have a 3-year-old kid learning Torah, he doesn't know what's going on. We have a 30-year-old person learning Torah, he doesn't know what's going on, right? And even when persons, you know, up until a person's on Meva Esim, person doesn't understand what's going on with his learning Torah. But the Metzias of what's taking place is crucial for us to know. That's why, again, person needs to understand this Maila. That's what he says. B'zei yuvel nama gudayla ma'oid Maila's esek v'tari yesu mekala mitzvahs. V'afilu me tefilas v'yichad alam asayyanim. Even from tefila, which the whole Indian of tefilas v'miyachad alam asayyanim, it's much greater. Right, it's much greater than the Indian of Lima. The Torah is much greater than that because Torah is not a yichad of Olamas Layanim. Torah is higher than Olamas Layanim. Torah is the yichad that comes before the Olamas Layanim. Torah is the stakal ba'iraisa ubara alma, that which comes before all of them. And the mele, the esik of Limud HaTorah attaches a person to the essence, the atzmis mahusay of the Rabbanishim in a way that nothing else can. Not Torah, not mitzvahs, not tefillah, nothing else. As great as anything else may be, as great as maybe a mitzvah that a person could be doing, a mitzvah which mamash is saving nefashas, it still cannot compare bechlal to the level of Torah because the yichad that takes place is that yichad of being involved involved in the deeper the machshava of the Rabbanu Shlalom before it's been expressed, as it still is the mahusav atzmusay, that level of atu kaidim shnivra oilam is the experience that a person is able to be, is neshama is experiencing every time a yitz sits down to a black amara, every time a yitz sits down to chamish rashi, every time a yitz sits down to any involvement in tereshu b'ksav, tereshu b'peh, the mitzias of what's taking place is this mitzias of yisrael v'arais v'kutsh b'chulchad, not a makava. Makava means that there's me and the Rabbanu Shlalom. Makava means I'm a chariot. Makava means that, okay, obviously I need a makava, but that's a makava. That just means external. That means it's an aspect of, again, it's a levush pnimi for the pnimi saratzen, but it's still only a makava. Mashenkin limitator, limitator is not a makava. It's becoming one, becoming mamish ba'achtes gamar with the Rabbanu Shlalom at the highest level. And memela, it's able to be that if I'm learning Torah and the Torah is one with the Rabbanu Shlalom, at that moment that he is involved in limitator, a yid becomes one. Zakta baltanya, ah, if hada misha interasam nasa tzarech lafsek. So the chayra of somebody who's not terasam nasa, terasai, like Rav Shema Yocheve Chaveroiv, so why does he have to be mafsek? The chayra should never stop learning. I'm stopping to learn for davening. It doesn't make any sense. I should never stop learning to daven. Right? Davening is on a lower level than learning. How could I stop davening? How could I stop learning to daven? Zakta baltanya, hadim achad mafsek mevatal balafachi. Because the point is, the person is anyways going to be mevatal. The person is not somebody who's terasam nasa. He's not Rav Shema Yocheve Chaveroiv. Anyways, he's going to have to go ahead and stop learning. So b'meila, he has to, he's going to have to stop anyway, so he might as well stop. And because he's going to have to take a break at some point, he might as well take that break and now go ahead and be involved in tefillah as well. But if a person is holding a level of Shema Chev Chaverev, you're not mafsik b'chal, right? Shema Yisrael is mafsik for, because Shema Yisrael is the same zach, it's not a tefillah, it's this level of being magala, this yichud, this achdus is taking place. But otherwise, it's not mafsik b'chal, because the mitzvah of what's taking place, believing the Torah, is higher than anything, higher than mitzvahs, higher than tefillah. And b'meila, there is no makam b'chal to be mafsik. The only reason why we're mafsik is because we're not to rasa and rasa. Now that we understand a little bit, and again, this is a tifin yonim, we have to chaz this parak over 1,000 times, because this parak and parakei, the two parakim that really give us a little bit of asag on what Torah is, and if we don't understand what Torah is, again, it's good to learn Torah, it's good to learn the daf, it's good to learn chamash rashi, it's good to learn halacha, but if you don't understand what the mitzvah is of what's taking place when a yid's learning Torah, it's a chaval, especially a chaval that a person can go through his whole life without knowing what Torah is, right? We spoke about last week by Richas what a mitzvah is. You have to know what a mitzvah is, and you have to know what Torah is. This is mitzvahs of our days are filled with Torah mitzvahs. It's good at least, you know, once in our life to really be able to be maimik in it and to be able to get it well, to understand it well, to be able to figure out what Torah and mitzvahs are, so when we're involved in them, we understand the maila is. So somebody who's a maskal, somebody who thinks about this, again, not somebody who's just, you know, reading it, you know, quickly, but somebody who's a maskal, somebody who's able to be mizbainin in this concept. A person who understands this is now going to be Isaac in Torah with Yira Gedayla, because she is bainin eich nafshay v'levushal, the nefesh and the levushim, which means she'll be meichah b'piv, hem yichad mamish b'tachas a yichad b'rat an elyon va'arin tzei baruch hu mamish hamazgala b'hem. Masha kol olamas l'yonim v'techtenim k'loi chashiv v'kamei. That all the olamas l'yonim are k'loi chashiv v'kamei. U'ka'ayin v'efes mamish. Ad sha'inim eslabish b'seicham mamish ala seiv kalame. This experience that I've experienced in learning Torah by the highest olamas is only in a way of seiv, only a way that's surrounding mechines makiv. Lachi yoysam, only to give them chiyas, ikra chayusam. Rak iza ora mislabeshes b'seicham, a tiny ora of that is mislabesh b'seicham, masha yachlam lizbol, shalai izbatma mitzias l'gamri. Only a little bit of that experience of atzmusim or husay, in order that they're not mizbatma mitzias the a person is able to have all these chukim liyorei es Hashem. Al yira gedel zu amrim in chachma in yira v'teru nikra etzal toladarta k'mo shekasav. Right, therefore, a person needs to have chachma together with yira, because if a person just has chachma without yira, a person just has yira without chachma, he's missing the keys to the outside door. He doesn't have the ability to be able to recognize the koyach of what Torah is and what yira shemayim is. And like he said, when a person is mizbein and a person is maskal, a person thinks about the fact of what's taking place. When a person sits down to learn, and you can think about this before you learn, you can stop in the middle of learning and stop to think about this every once in a while. But to stop and to be mizbein and the yichud that takes place, the achdus that takes place, the Nevi Shachaim talks about riches and parak dalet and material. But this avoid of what's taking place when a person is learning, a person needs to be mizbein on this side before, side after, to recognize this godless of what's taking place at the moment that he is being involved in the Limud Torah.
This year, that's year you love,
right?
And this main chachma and year in chachma, and it's both. So it's
right.
Year tatan and
then there's a higher year. We spoke about this one, right? I think one this year we spoke about this. It was on the Tanisha.
He speaks about this in one of his
Malik. We spoke about this. But yeah, but that's the point, which means if a person has the proper level of yira to get involved in chachma, then a person has the chachma and understands what the chachma
that's
is.
That's why it's bechinas mizlayu chazir, because the nekuda is that chachma leads to the yira, but at a certain point you can't really access it. So
right.
That's why it's bechinas mizlayu chazir. That's why it's yira,
right?
Because that's the charada that the people that were with Daniel had, the charada that they had, because they didn't understand what the vision was.
Something was too big. Right. That's where
the
lashon
gemara. Right. Yeah.
Right. As he says, he can't be sevel. If it'd be sevel, that, you know.
That's it, right.
Kalei rani, other
b'chai. And which is why it's a year.
Yeah, right. It's a separation. El de lav kamecha sevel the sada yirukazu. Right, not every meicha is able to be sevel. This yira. Ach gaman delay sevel meicha klal yirukazu. Even somebody who doesn't affect him klal. He reads his parak of gimel and tanya, and he's not affected. He has no yira. He doesn't affect. Loi minayv lemik tassi. Mnei pchisas erch nafsha b'sharasha makarim madregas techtainim. This is sfiris tassia. Right, he's mamish holding in the lowest madregas techtainim. This is sfiris tassia. Ein yirazu makevas by lemaisa. The yira is not ma'akev lemaisa. The mitzias takes place again. Afgav the ilo chazi mazlech chazi. Even if you may not be experiences yira, the mitzias is taking place again. You'll be in a much lower level because you know a main yira in chachma. You're holding in a much lower level, but the mitzias is taking place. And again, a person who's mizbainin, a person who's able to be seivel, ma'icha is able to be seivel some aspect of this yira, able to work on this aspect of yira, is able to recognize the ma'ila of what takes place when he gets involved in limud Torah, the yichud that takes place when he gets involved in learning the Torah. That's why bechassidim they don't take off their records when they're sitting and learning Torah. Right, they sit mamish like as if they're in the middle of davening when they're learning Torah. Right? Why? Because Pashat Limud HaTorah is mamish. It's on a level of Torah than davening. It's not stam, you know. Right? They say Chassidim aren't machshav Torah. Fakir Chassidim are mamish machshav Torah. Chassidim understand what the pnimius of Torah is, what the yichud takes place. Yeah, there's a real you know real achdus, a real yichud taking place when he is involved in Limud HaTorah. So you understand the yira that he has there. Now, it doesn't make a difference whether you wear a jacket, don't wear a jacket, and learn Torah. But the point is that a person understands what's taking place when I sit down to learn Torah. It's not stam, you know, something that a person you know is just it's an aizach, it's another mitzvah like every other mitzvah. It's not I'm going to get more schar or less schar. The mitzvah is what's taking place. The achdus that the one that a person has with the Rabban Shalom, that's what's taking place at the moment that he is being involved in learning a Torah. And again, the maskal who's able to be is able to mizbain in a little bit of this, understand a little bit of yira. But the kitzur, what we've gotten to in this parak of gimel is the chilek between Torah and mitzvahs, and both of them are again coming to go ahead and be megala the achdus abayre, which we spoke about in parak of aleph and chav beis ba'arichas. Both of them are coming to be megala the achdus abayre of shmaya shalosh shemakan shemachod of aniavai leishinesi. They're both coming to megala in different ways, in higher and a lower way, but different ways of being able to megala. Parak of dalad is going to go ahead and talk about the mitzvahs loisase and the isur derabanan, which are going to do the opposite, as opposed to them being megala anoichi avai lekecha, as opposed to them being megala baruch shamar vayilam baruchu that the banishim is aniavai leishinesi. They're going to be megala the exact opposite. They're going to be a snagdus against the achdus abayre, and memela they're going to be involved in that world of liyal chali hamacherim. Once he gets that, then we'll get the parakhafe, and then we'll be able to tie everything we've been talking about the past, you know, 5-6 parakhim together, be able to understand the kikar v'lecha dav mo'id, and then we'll see from chavav, we're going to go into more now.